Off the Ball, GAA.
I actually text Tommy Rooney for tips on how to start a podcast. I was pricing ayahuasca retreats, so I think for the safety of everybody, it's better off just to throw all the headspace into an intercounty game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Off the Ball Daily.
The 2014 Six Nations won by Ireland, Brian O'Driscoll's last game, one of our other favourite memories from Paris during the Six Nations era. Can they do something similar tonight? Well, time will tell. We are 30 minutes away from kickoff at Stade de France, and it's time to say hello to Cameron Hill. Cameron, how are you doing?
Folks, how are we keeping?
How rare is a Thursday night game of the Six Nations?
Last one was in 1948, Owen. So Ireland played France on New Year's Day, 1948, Carl Mullen's team winning that game 13-6 to on the way to Ireland's first ever Grand Slam. So there you go.
Wow. So we should get the audio of that as well. I think there's footage of that on YouTube somewhere. We'll dig that out.
It feels like the Irish soccer team all over again with you. You said, convince me Ireland going to win now all of a sudden. He's been right. Trying for the last half an hour and then the post-mortem starts.
We didn't mean that. Yeah. That's entirely coincidental.
The post-mortem won't even be enjoyable because we've written Ireland off so much. Cameron, you're going to give us a roundup of the rest of the day's news. What have you got for us?
Well, first up, we'll go to matters under-20s because the Ireland team's been named for their opener against their French counterpart in Perpignan on Saturday. Leinster's Sammy Bishti captaining the team from Tighthead, with Tom Wood, who earned his senior debut for Munster last weekend against Glasgow Warriors in the URC, starting at out half. You've Max Doyle and Rian Handley joining Bishti in the front row. Josh Neal, Billy Hayes are the flankers, with Connacht's Dermot O'Connell at tail end of the scrum, the only non-Leinster member of that pack. Chris Barrett is alongside Woods in the half back. The centres are James O'Leary and Johnny O'Sullivan, and it's a back three of Daniel Ryan, Derry Maloney and Noah Byrne. Louis Rhys-Samet switches to fullback for his Wales Six Nations return against England on Saturday. He hasn't played in the tournament for 3 years, of course, after leaving rugby for an 18-month spell in the NFL. England, meanwhile, have suffered a late injury scare ahead of that game. Winger Emmanuel Faye-Wabasso, a late injury doubt after withdrawing late on in training today with a leg issue. The England medical team will assess the extent of that issue. So if he's ruled out, head coach Steve Borthwick is likely to hand a start to veteran utility back Elliot Daly. Caden Murley is over here at the moment. He's going to play in the England A team against the Ireland 15 tomorrow at Thomond Park, while Tom Roebuck was declared unfit earlier in the week with a toe injury. And Blair Kinghorn's been dropped for Scotland's trip to Italy on Saturday. Tom Jordan replaces the British and Irish Lions fullback for their opener in Rome, with Darcy Graham and leading try scorer Doohan van der Merwe also missing out on the starting team.
Now, League of Ireland football is back tomorrow night. Shamrock Rovers game with Dundalk at Tallaght Stadium tomorrow evening. We'll have live national radio commentary of that with Stephen Doyle and the great Vinnie Perth on the Go Loud app and News Talk, build up from 7 p.m. What have you got for us in terms of build up to this?
Well, Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley has dismissed any notion of Dundalk going straight back down this season. The defending champions, of course, as you've mentioned, beginning their 2026 campaign at home to the Lilywhites tomorrow evening. There is an orange weather warning in place for Dublin with heavy rain forecast until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Bradley says he's preparing his side for wet conditions at Tallaght Stadium.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like the weather's getting any better, so I'd imagine it's going to be really, really heavy. But again, it's quite normal this part of the season to have this weather, and the pitches that aren't in great condition, and yeah, we're well used at this stage. Also influences the changes you make and when you make them as well. You've got to look into all of that and understand what type of player suits what type of game, so it will definitely influence the selection.
Should we be preparing 2 hours of alternative content tomorrow evening, Vinny, just in case?
Myself and Steve can jump on a Lewis somewhere. We may end up in a different ground. Tallaght Stadium, it's funny, the pitch doesn't hold rain very well. I've been in a lot of times where it sits on top of it. So I think, and with the weather warning in Dublin as well, I think the game's in jeopardy, and it is the opening game of the season, live on TV, live on radio. So there will be concern, I'd imagine, around Tallaght. Yeah.
Okay, right. What have you got for us next, Cameron?
Well, Shelburne have announced the signing of Will Jarvis from Notts County, subject to international clearance. The 23-year-old has put pen to a, quote, long-term deal at Tulka Park for his third spell with the club. He first joined Shells on loan in 2023, scoring 3 goals in 12 league appearances. He then came back for another loan spell in 2024, featuring in 30 matches while scoring 9 goals. So a big boost for Joey O'Brien's side.
Okay, you've got a couple of other bits from Football Cross Channel then.
Well, Championship club Leicester have been deducted 6 points. The EFL has confirmed the sanction for a breach of Premier League financial spending rules in the 2023-24 season. It means that Leicester, who are currently without a manager, are just outside the relegation zone on goal difference.
Now then, Vinny, we're going to need your analysis on this next story. Big news breaking from the Winter Olympics.
The World Anti-Doping Agency says it will monitor ski jumpers at the Winter Olympics in Milano Cortina over claims that athletes are injecting acid into their penises to enhance performance. So this story first came from German publication Bild, reporting that athletes have been injecting hyaluronic acid into their genitals to create what one doctor has described as a thickening effect. There's supposedly other talk of athletes putting clay in their underwear and wearing silicone condoms to increase girth. Now, the apparent benefit...
It keeps you up longer.
That's it for the news round tonight. So the apparent benefit is that increased circumference in the suit size causes, like, basically a sail effect. So reducing the drag and extra lift could extend their jump by up to 5.8 metres. Ski jumpers are subjected to 3D scanners. I didn't know this, to measure their body suits, because any excess material can create that effect. And there was a scandal involving Norwegian jumpers at last year's World Championships when it was found they'd adjusted the seams of their crotch to increase the surface area of their suits overall. Marius Lindvik and Johan André Forfang were given 3 month suspensions, while three members of their backroom team were also handed 18-month bans.
Game's gone, Vinny.
Gone. Wow. So it all makes sense. So if you had, like, between the arm wings. And the waist, wings, yeah. A little bit, it'd keep you up a little bit longer.
Mm. That'd be too obvious, right?
Acid into your penis, like... How much difference is that really going to make?
5 metres, apparently.
That's the difference between a gold and a silver, Vinny.
Marginal gains. Size matters, Vinny.
Would you still support... An Irish athlete, if they had won a medal under these circumstances, Vinny?
I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Cameron Hill?
Please, Cameron. I just can't fathom. I'm picturing something being injected into my penis at the moment. How in the name of God is that going to make you stay in the air longer?
It's hard to get your head around.
That is a brilliant news round, Cameron. Thank you very much for popping in. Our number is 0879-180-180. If you want to get in touch, we have Aidan in touch here saying that he's sitting here in Baltimore, USA, waiting for a great match with one of my French mates who'll be giving it socks as they start to win. Good to put it out over the air that it's on Peacock over here, 3 p.m. local time, but we managed to get the Irish goodies from a store. Come on, Ireland, he says. So loads of texts coming in. Do get in touch with us. Kick off 20 minutes away.
Off the Ball, daily.